Hey, what's up, everybody? So I haven't done a podcast in so long, but I feel like this one is super important to do, just to make everyone aware of how corrupt, how dirty and abusive politics can be. So we have this local community health center that's been funded by the government for many years now, and I've been going to this place since I was like a teenager.
Follow signs for I-293 South, Manchester Airport.
GPS. I've been going to this place since I was a teenager, and they've always like pushed propaganda down our throats about
the fork to continue on I-293,
you know,
south.
Not getting pregnant and things like that. Which is fine, you know, we don't want a bunch of teenagers getting pregnant, and that's normal.
South for 8 miles.
But the women working there are real quacks, and they're all gossipy, and they don't respect the rights of the patients there. They don't have any kind of respect towards people. They think, like, just because they've known me since I was a teenager, that they're my mother, and they can talk to me any which way they want. So, lately, I've had this issue with Kathleen that works at the White Mountain Community Health Center. She, like, you know, they force me to call these nurse, they're all nurse practitioners, too. None of them are, like, real doctors. The director is actually some kind of Navy veteran. I don't even know how he got that job. He was probably appointed. And they're all getting funds from the government, and they're all collecting a paycheck, and they're all just having a fun time. And they're not doing their jobs the way, like, a private practitioner and a real doctor would run their office. Like, you'll notice the difference. Like, when you go to, like, a real doctor's office, a real family practitioner, and you go into their office, everything is so much different. You know, you sit down, you read the privacy notice, and they respect your privacy. They don't just go around gossiping about you and sharing information or anything with anyone unless they have your permission, right? Well, here at this place, it's just like a group of nurses. They're not even real doctors, and they're all just bickering and arguing and gossiping about people and telling me, like, what they think. Like, I'm like, I had lower back pain for the longest time, and I'm like wondering, like, what could it be? Could it be, you know, it could be just like a muscle thing. It could be kidney stones. It could be a slipped disc. It could be an injury, and I'm trying to find this out. So I'm asking the doctor, okay, so what do you think we should do? Can we get some tests, this, that? She's like, I had Deborah Cross, and she's like, oh, this is common. Lower back pain is common. We really can't do anything about it because everyone has lower back pain. Okay, well, I understand that, but you're getting all these funds from the government and you don't have money to check me out? Like, what's going on here? So that's one red flag. The other red flag is, like, they make me call in and talk to, like, several different people, different nurse practitioners, and some of them are, like, putting me on speakerphone with several nurses around in the room and talking about me and gossiping about me and not even, you know, keeping things private. I had to literally, and when you tell them this, they get offended. Like, oh my gosh, I better sweep this under the rug. You better shut up. And then, so now she kicked me out of her office because I complained. And I wrote a report against her with the Department of Health and Human Services against her license. I don't even know if they'll even take accountability for that. But I'm also going to post some things on, like, Twitter and Facebook to see if even Senator Jeanne Shaheen and all these people, will they even take notice? Will they even do anything about it? Because it seems like they're just getting all these funds and they're saying they're helping out the community. But what are they giving their money to? These kind of local community practices that are so unprofessional, and this is abuse. I don't need to, this kind of mental abuse to be put on the stand like this, to be gossiped about, to put me on speakerphone like that, and to be given bad advice. Like, this is where our funds are going. This is where all of these funds are going, into these awful, absolutely awful health practices, community health practices that treat people like garbage. And they know that, like, I don't have any other options at this point because it's so hard to find good doctors in the area. And they're already overloaded with patients. So they pretty much know there's no accountability, that nobody gives a shit. All these reviews, they're just going to sweep under the rug and nothing is going to get done. So they're just having a good time. They're collecting funds. They're getting a paycheck. They're sitting on money. They're going on vacation and they're laughing. They're laughing while people like me suffer. And I am looking for like a real serious doctor who can like check into some of these things. Like what does this mean? What does that mean? Why does my back hurt? For whatever reason. And they're not taking it seriously. They're not taking their job seriously. Because number one, when the government gets involved in these things, it's a disaster. It's a total disaster. They're just collecting money. And this place definitely should just be shut down, period. That lady, Deborah Quack Cross, should be her name. And everybody says it. She's a freaking quack. And that guy, Ken Porter, he's some kind of militant weirdo who, you know what? He doesn't even give a shit about anyone. He's just trying to keep his paycheck. That's all he cares about. So I'm going to bring it to some people's attention. And I hope it is shut that those disgusting places down, and that nobody ever has to go to some place like that.